This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. That's Tuesdays here on The Fan. During the 5 o'clock hour, we'll have Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane, as we do every single day. And Sparky, our boy Roy, shot us a message for Great Lakes Dragway today.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the cool thing about Great Lakes Dragway. Again, unless the snow is flying or it's like pouring rain or something, they're ready to go. So apparently, just a reminder to everybody, because I guess there was an event canceled over at the Milwaukee Mile tonight, race event that's been canceled. Due to cold weather, Great Lakes Dragway open for test and tune tonight from 5 until 10 p.m. So if you were going to do the Milwaukee Mile event, still room for you. Come on out to Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Make the short drive and have lots of fun tonight. Great Lakes Dragway tonight open for test and tune from 5 until 10 o'clock this evening in Union Grove.
414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057fmthefan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. We'll talk to Eric Name of The Athletic coming up at 3:48, and Chuck Freeman live in Toronto next hour here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela on the other side taking your phone calls. Last night, guys, Andre Iguodala goes out in the Golden State game as they lock up the Western Conference for the fifth consecutive year. They become one of the only three franchises to go to at least five consecutive NBA Finals. The only other one, if you could call it an organization, is LeBron James. He went to eight consecutive across two organizations. And Steph Curry getting some love, Sparky, from one of his former teammates last night.
Andre Iguodala says that he's the second best player to ever play behind Michael Jordan. Said he's thought it for a long time, but I guess it really has never come up, whatever the case may be. So he decided to drop that little nugget after the game or whatever. I don't, not there. Like Kevin Durant, yeah, take him. LeBron, yeah, take him. Michael Jordan, obviously, yeah, take him. Magic Johnson, yeah, I'll take him. I don't know if he's even top 10. Nonetheless, two. I'm not there.
But
now, if you're talking about greatest shooters of all time, okay. So now that's a different conversation. Now he's definitely top five there, probably. But as far as overall, nah, I'm not there on Steph Curry being number two behind Michael Jordan. That seems a little crazy to me.
He might be in the conversation of most transcendent, though, when you're talking about guys that changed the game and how they've had to change rules, Gary. He's in that conversation with dudes that were well over 7 feet that they made the 3-second violation because of.
So what rule did they change because of Steph Curry?
They've had to continually try to move the 3-point line back. Every team in the league has tried to change their game to counteract what they've done in Golden State. Because he's the best shooter of this generation.
I don't know, man.
Last 2 decades.
You tell me if I'm crazy on this one. Steve Nash shot the 3-2.
Not like
Steve Nash
guy.
Got out and run, and did all that other crazy not stuff like, too, won two not, MVP awards.
Not like him. And no, so that's the thing with Steph Curry. Because he's a shooter, no one, because he's not above the rim, 6'6", 6'7", 6'8", no one, he has changed the game.
Because he also looks like a normal dude playing basketball.
All kids now, when they come in the gym, they shooting threes because of Steph Curry.
And long, irresponsible threes.
Right. Yes. Not just short threes.
Because of Steph Curry. So he gets slighted because he's not above the rim. People don't see it. I watched that joke in one series last night, and he is a work of art. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is Reggie Miller-like as far as moving without the ball, but he's a better shooter than Reggie Miller. I mean, if you think about all the shooters you've ever seen in your life, I don't know who you got first. I mean, a lot of people say Pistol Pete was really good, but I never really saw Pistol Pete. But this is arguably the best shooter in NBA history.
So I'm just looking at numbers. If you're going to say eye test, that's totally different. But we're going to say numbers. He's shooting 43.6% in his career from three. Steve Nash shot 42.8%. So one full percentage point better.
Well, how many threes did Nash shoot?
But also...
Oh, attempts?
Yeah.
But when does the conversation come down to being one of the most accomplished as well?
Well, hold on here. Yeah. I mean, how many attempts is Steve?
Hold on a second here.
That's what you want to get in.
Well, he took a lot less threes than, yeah,
exactly,
than Curry.
It's not even close, probably.
He averaged three a game only.
Yeah.
Curry in his career averages eight a game.
And what was the three-point line when Nash did it? Wasn't it closer?
I don't think there's that much of a difference.
It was about a foot closer.
Yeah, about a foot.
When you reach out to the arc, which is why
nobody had to range.
You continually have kept stepping back.
Yeah.
The first unanimous MVP in league history.
Yeah, nobody had to range this guy's guy.
A three-time champ. He's now gone to five consecutive NBA finals. And you can say what you want about the organization. You can say what you want about how they built it. He was drafted by the Golden State Warriors coming out of college, and they went out and signed two free agents, really, in Iguodala and Kevin Durant. And I guess now you could call Boogie Cousins the other one, but otherwise the organization has been rather homegrown.
Yeah, right. It has been. And, you know, look, he's averaging 23.5 points in his career, and that number is really down there because of the first 3 years of his career, let's say. But if you go back to, say, 2015, his age 27 year, he averaged 30 points that year, followed by 25.3, 26.4, and this year 27.3 per game. He's averaging 6.5 assists per game in his career, almost 2 steals per game in his career. He's done that twice, 2 steals or more. 4.5 rebounds, 90% free throw shooter, which is pretty good, I'd say. He's led the league in free throw shooting 4 times in his career, led the league in steals once in his career, led the league in scoring once in his career as well. Three-pointers, like I said, 43% on 8 attempts per game, 47% from the field on 17 shots per game. He's had a hell of a career. Ain't no question about that. I'm not there with saying he's in the top 5 even. Are you there on the top 5? We've done the top 5 before on this show, and he's never made any
all
of our
time?
Top 5s. Yeah. Nobody's ever put him in top 5 on this show.
There's no one values what he does. I think everybody sees a shooter, and that's all they see is just a shooter. I think with this, the problem with him is Kevin Durant.
Right. Like when you go out and add Kevin Durant, it changes it up.
They won a championship before Durant.
Nobody remembers
they
that.
Also were at the 73 win team that broke the Bulls record without Kevin Durant.
Yeah, nobody remembers that.
Not at all.
Kevin Durant came in. Did he get MVP in the playoff?
He's a 2-time finals MVP the last 2 times.
He can't get it. And so Kevin Durant comes in and just take over. What's this 4-game stretch here? Is he averaging over 30?
Yeah.
4-game stretch here?
He had 20 in the first half yesterday.
Steve, keep asking me, is he in my top 5? And I got to have to redo my
top 5. Well, Iguodala is saying he's 2, so I'm just saying in general for us.
Give me your top 5. Is it like top 5 right now or history?
All time. He's saying he's number 2 all time behind Michael Jordan. That means he's better than Lou Alcindor. He's better than Chamberlain, Russell, Shaq, Kobe, James, Durant. Go through it. I mean, there's just no way.
Can he be better than Kobe?
No.
Mm-hmm.
He's not better than Kobe. Come on.
Can be.
Not a chance. Get the hell out of here. No way.
Well, change the game.
Can he be better? Yeah,
he's the best shooter of the last 2 decades.
Yes.
3 decades.
He can't be better than Kobe?
No. He's not Kobe. Mm-mm. You think Steph Curry's going to go win with that Laker team with Paul Gasol?
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yes, I do.
Then why weren't they winning before?
Who that?
Why weren't they winning early on in his career when this was all going on? We're going to find out.
Because he was a superstar.
Okay, we'll find out. Because
he kind of got made into this.
This is what's going to happen.
Kobe was straight up coming out of high school.
Right,
this
but guy was Shaq. But it was with Shaq.
But this
then
guy
Shaq
wasn't. But this guy didn't have. What I'm saying is his potential wasn't reached until later. I mean, no one
That's
knew
fair.
It, but Kobe was.
I get it. But Kobe had Shaq waiting for him there, right?
Okay, great.
So he had a star to lean on. Steph didn't.
Right.
Okay? So now this run here is about to be over, we think.
Right.
If Durant leaves and Klay leaves and it's him and Draymond and whatever, then we'll see what he can do.
I don't think Klay's going anywhere now.
Well,
I think Durant's gone and they're keeping the band together.
I think they're going to give the max to Durant before Klay.
No. I think I think after this, they letting Durant walk.
And let him go and be back to where they were before.
Where they were before.
It was a 73-win team.
Now they think they can win.
They'd have a lot more flex, too.
I don't think they thought that they could.
Because that Iggy deal is up, too.
I don't think they thought that they could, but now that they see this four-game stretch, they beat the 3-seed, cuz.
Whooped up on them. Yeah.
With this team.
And continually did it the same way, just ran away from them in the third and fourth quarter.
Right.
With defensive intensity and the best shooter of all time.
Right.
You hear me?
What?
Yeah. Well, at least that I've seen, because you guys know the difference in this show. We got a guy that's in his mid-50s, a guy that's in his mid-40s, and a guy that's in his mid-20s.
Well, that's not he's with the mid-40s best. Stuff. I mean, we're not in the 45 yet. Thanks,
what are you?
42.
That's rounding right up.
You're in the mids once you get past...
Oh, you turn 42 this... No, I thought you were 42.
I am 42, right.
Yeah, so you turned 43 on, what, Monday?
Monday, yeah.
Yeah, rounding up.
Rounding up.
Let me ask Leroy.
Well, we can ask him after the break.
Yeah, we can ask him after.
And we got to get to the people on hold. We got calls on hold, too.
Okay, yeah. We'll do all of that.
Yeah, don't ask Mikko. You know, I'll stretch it out. It'll take too long.
Yeah, you'll take 97
here,
minutes.
I'll let you think about it.
No.
Steph Curry. You're going to have to think about this.
I turned off the microphone, so go ahead.
You listen to me.
No, don't give it to him.
Andre Iguodala.
Don't give it to him.
Okay, so when he, him, and Haas for 10 minutes and ruins our show because he doesn't know the answer,
that's okay.
Why everybody complain?
That's okay.
I'm just saying.
That's okay.
We got people on hold. He'd be like,
go to break, man.
We've been in this situation before, chasing the finals appearance, and it's kind of hard to separate all the different narratives. It's just about winning and doing whatever it takes to win. So we're going to keep that same mentality no matter what's thrown at us. And again, we're one win away from fifth straight finals. Like, a lot goes into that. And you can spend all day talking about all the different storylines. It's just you got to win games and figure it out.
And that's Steph Curry before the game last night when Golden State books their ticket to their fifth consecutive NBA Finals. Only the second team to do that since, or the first team to do that since, Red Auerbach's Boston Celtics went to 10 straight, Sparky. But Andre Iguodala, his Warrior teammate, says Steph Curry is the second best player in NBA history behind Michael Jordan. Leroy Butler, we let you stew during the break.
Yeah.
Now we gave you the question, so now I ask for Leap 36's answer.
First of all, he has more credibility than what I would think and most people would think. The guy's been around a long time, and it's his opinion. It's a barbershop question. But I would say he's probably the best light-skinned player in NBA history ever. I mean, the guy's amazing. Anyone, two MVPs when LeBron was in the league.
One unanimous, too.
I mean, that just doesn't happen. I mean, the guy's just amazing. For a guy who had bad ankles and didn't jump as high as people thought and do what he wanted, I think he got an amazing family, everything into it. I have no problem at all with Iggy saying that at all. I really don't. I'm not going to even debate it with him. That's his opinion. That's what barbershops are for. Mm-hmm. I've got to have his opinion.
No.
I think Kobe Bryant, to me, now this is just me, is the best of all time.
What?
That's just me.
What?
I put favoritism in my, I put bias in my choices.
Wait a minute.
The Black Mamba, to me, is the best of all time.
What?
But that's not the question. Everybody can have their own opinion. No one's going to have a unanimous opinion. There's not even a unanimous opinion that Jordan is the best of all time. It is not.
Is Steph Curry top five?
Oh, yeah, man. If y'all want to do championships.
No.
Shooting.
Top five. Because you've never had him in your top five. Gary's never had him in his top five. I've never had him in my top five.
I think top fives evolve.
Oh, it evolved for you.
Yeah, for everybody.
Well,
I don't think anybody can stick to the same five.
No, that's true.
It'll be hard to stick to the same five because some of these guys. Mm-hmm. What if Curry wins a championship for the next 4 years straight?
You got to be in your top five.
I mean, how can you not put him?
Because he's got Durant, Klay
Thompson. I don't care about who he got. I don't
know
about that.
No, that's
got
to matter.
I know it can't for me. It don't.
Well, Michael Jordan had Pippen.
He had Hall of Fame with him the whole time.
For a couple of years, yep. Just like he's had Durant for a couple of them.
Right.
But yeah, I don't fault people for putting together a great team. Your team should do it.
But is he the best player on his own team? Most would say no. But he's the second best of all time? Most would say Durant's the best player on that team.
I understand that, but what do you say?
I say absolutely not. He's not the best player on that team. Durant is.
And that's your lane. Because I was with Roy today, one of the best, Henning.
I saw Paulie too.
He told me to tell you hello.
Tell Paulie, you know what he can do for me.
He likes you. So you know what he can do for me. We're all going to go to church together. Okay, and we're going to put 10% in the plate. Back to Steph Curry. I know a lot of people don't necessarily like what he does because he's playing with all these guys and KD coming there and all. I'm not going to ever fault a guy like Emmitt Smith for playing with one of the best offensive lines of all time. I'm just not going
to
do that.
Then ruined his career and went to Arizona.
I don't do that.
Way to bring it together.
I try to – whatever team you're on, you're on. Y'all know I love shooting. I love it.
What's the question? Asking the question again.
Is Steph Curry the second best player of all time?
You say Iggy said that, right?
Iggy said that. So now I'm asking if you believe it.
In my opinion.
Yeah, your
yes,
opinion.
We're asking for your
opinion.
The second
best of all time is Michael Jordan.
There we go.
All right.
Thank you. Now we can talk to Tim in Bayview. Tim, you're on the fan.
Context is everything.
Tim, you're on the radio. What's going on, brother?
Number two, I think that's kind of far-fetched, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why, Tim.
Since he's been in the league, if you did a draft every year, you said who would be the number one pick, I don't think Curry would have been the number one pick all the years he's been in the league.
For you, right. For you.
For me, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Let me clarify that. I'm 55.
Yeah. Oh, you're a young man.
I'm watching ball with the 80s. In this business about he plays with all these guys. Well, look at those old Lakers and Celtics teams.
They loaded.
They had a whole team of all-stars.
Right.
It's been going on. Look at Jordan. They say it's all Jordan. He had multiple super players on that team. Nobody can do it by themselves.
And coaches.
Let's step back to the shooting, though. The game today is so much geared to the outside shooting. Anyone that's 30 years old or younger, they don't even know what inside play is. They don't know about Olajuwon posting up Kareem's hook. Nobody sees any of that stuff. It disappeared from the game, and I can see why people are going Curry is a number two or close to it. I can't deny that. But if you're talking all time, this same thing goes on all the time. How do you compare eras? It's just so tough.
Yeah. No doubt. Appreciate the call, Tim. And it is because you're defining a guy that defined eras. Steph Curry, if it was by the NBA's choice, now LeBron James has been the face of the league for the last decade or so. We all agree on that. If it was the NBA's choice, Steph Curry would be the face of the NBA for the last decade and a half.
You're right.
Because he's changed the game and he's completely resurfaced the way people play offensive basketball.
Yes. And it don't look like no time soon LeBron going to be back in this arena.
Well, yeah, he will.
Not for championship. Not,
yeah, not with your
not,
Lakers.
Not with the Lady Lakers going right now.
Not with your boy Pelinka.
And another reason why I like Steph Curry, he's not some big machine behind him. Man, with Under Armour.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Small, cheap shoe, about $74.
Man, what are you talking about, man? Under Armour. Under Armour was the birthplace of my man Brandon Jennings right here that I'm rocking today.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve had the double nickel shoes on last week.
Steve wanted his.
Got him on right now.
Steve wanted his mom inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Talk about drafted. Under Armour like somebody. That.
Wanted to have his mom on here to thank her.
No, I'm just saying, like Nike and some of these big time
I'm just messing
Adidas.
With you,
I know. He didn't have that.
No,
he chose to do it a different way. And you got to respect that. But the second best player of all time is Michael Jordan.
Can I tell you what I don't respect? People that decide to get new windows and don't call Gina Della.
Man. Hey, man, if they want to have a windstorm come by, all these storms in the Midwest. And your window sitting at your dinner table, you should have went with Pelo. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she got me to jump out of that plane and the parachute didn't launch like I thought it would because I'm 300 pounds and you can only be 220 to fly one.
I just saw Tom by the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. By the bathroom.
He said that we can get you to jump off the roof right here to practice.
Okay, cool.
Now, Steve and Gary is going to catch you. No, you're going to have on a Pella.
I ain't catching nobody.
You're going to have a Pella shoot.
Okay.
Y'all better get him off.
It won't be enough time to deploy.
Pella shoot?
But it'll cover you, and we'll get a shot of
y'all better go to that. Okay, y'all better go to that rental place over there and find one of them things that he can land on.
What? Like a
big trampoline or something?
I land on
my feet, I'm breaking both of
ankles.
And
hope that joker don't blow back up on the roof.
He's not 300 pounds.
That is, I am.
No,
sadly,
you're not.
I am.
I've seen 300 pounds. You're nowhere near. You about 281.
I love 295.
You. No, really.
You about 295.
You guys are so nice.
He is not.
He's 300. He's about 295. 297, maybe.
Yeah, he looks good.
He's not 300.
Yeah, you guys are amazing.
I mean, I think you're taller than 6'4", too.
Yeah. Leroy, look at his arms. Look how big them chops are, cuz.
Yeah, I like the jersey. Who, what number jersey are you?
This is Brandon Jennings, cuz. Yeah,
where'd you find that?
Swooping Deer.
That's not Terry Cummings, is it?
What clearance rack you found that?
No, this was back when, well, no, actually, sadly, you want to know the hardest part about wearing this?
What's the
paid
part?
Full price for it.
Did you? Good
well,
for you.
Well, not necessarily.
That's a throwback.
Five-finger discount.
What size that is?
2X. Come on, cuz. Think I'm fitting in anything other than a 2X?
No, you could wear XL long, like when it's longer because you're
tall. This has got the extra 2 length because I need a little something. Otherwise, my gut hangs out.
You do not have
Let's talk about Pella windows and doors.
You want to talk about Pella windows and doors?
I'd rather do that than talk about my body.
Hey, man, nothing wrong with your body.
You got a good-looking body, girl.
Yeah, good-looking body,
man. Because you got a girlfriend, man. Come on.
Right.
Not about all that.
The best windows and doors out there, Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to WI.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0%.
Pella, WI.com.
Go to Pella, WI.com to start the process. And right now, they're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months.
That's amazing.
Go to Pella, WI.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payments until June of 2020. Raleigh,
if you want,
I'll get a hold of.
You want to call these guys? I'm gonna have Mike McGivern in 1 second tell you because I like.
Where's Mike at?
He's coming in a second.
Okay.
But 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Tell them Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and Mike McGivern.
I appreciate you guys bringing me in here on the afternoon show. You can also go PellaWI.com. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app is where you can listen to us. Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day. Good friends over at Kim and Lavoie. If you have any issues, go Kim and Lavoie. They'll help you out. We'll talk to Eric
Name.
In Toronto. Like coming up Eric here in about 10 minutes from right now. Chuck Freeman joins us in about an hour from right now. He's also up covering Bucks-Raptors Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final.
We should do a thing. Where do you think Chuck will be today?
Yeah, where's Chuck?
Well, I'm thinking he's...
Like a flat Stanley.
Because yesterday, what was he yesterday?
He was at a Texas steakhouse.
Okay.
In the bathroom.
Where do you think he'll be today?
I believe he's going to be at the arena, because we're calling him probably about an hour and a half before the game.
Okay.
So Freems will be doing his video where... Let me tell you this. I was doing a video outside the game all night. But like the best part about Freems' videos, and Bart talks about this all the time, I think it's tremendous. Whenever Chuck takes a video, he's got the camera up, you know, a little bit up, because Leroy teaches you that. You got to have the right angle in the selfie. Right.
You better.
But Freems always looks like surprised that the camera is on. Like, when it starts rolling, he's like, didn't see you there. Hey, what's up? Everybody, Chuck Freeman. There's 105.7 of him, the fam. And, like, you kind of just, like, are looking like, dude, you know the camera's on. You start the video.
You just do it? Yeah. Okay.
But he always, I mean, Frames is an absolute workhorse, dude. I'm excited that he's up there.
No one should ever doubt his, you know.
His work ethic.
Yeah.
And along that same line, programming note, Tim Allen will be in here Thursday and Friday for the Wendy's Big Show.
Tim, the best,
smart
person in
there. That guy's way up in Toronto, man, away from his family. Come on.
Yeah, doing it. Up there
I love
in Toronto.
That Gary wanted to hang with him, man. He was like, you've never wanted to hang with me before.
I just started realizing how a great guy he was. I didn't know that.
He did call you out, though. I like that.
What do you call
him? Hot button, man.
He says, Ellie, I've been working on the stage for 10 years. Now you want to hang out with me?
I never did.
Why would he want to go off on you like that?
Because I always thought he smelled. Everybody keep talking about how much he smells. I didn't want to hang joke with smell.
Oh, I've never heard that. I've never heard
smell. Well, I mean, you would smell, too, if you walked in here at 4 in the morning.
And then, too, I've been listening to the show a lot more than I've been. Now that you start, that guy'd be a good guy to hang out with. I mean, he's 80s kind of guy.
Maybe
I go to Victor's or something like that, me and him.
Yeah, you two could totally do that.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, my dad.
Frames
and
I went to Club 400. I'll turn Club 400 out in Waukesha.
What's Club 400?
It's a bar out in Waukesha. One of the oldest bars out there in Waukesha. He used to play softball for him over there back in the 80s.
What does he smell like? Who smelled him before?
You smell like musk when you wake
up. Well, you probably smelled him before and you just didn't know it.
That was he used to work out in the morning,
smell like
didn't
he? The
he used to work out
and
come back
bag,
or something. He used to work out and
yeah,
come
he,
back.
Yeah, he used to go work out and then come back here dripping sweat all over my chair.
Right. That don't mean my chair.
Sweat don't mean you stink.
Well, his sweat.
Oh, it stinks.
It stinks, yeah.
You know who else sweat stinks too real bad? Rami McIlhaw. That joke.
I've never smelled it. Y'all make it smell.
Live with him in Arizona for a week, and I did learn that. Yeah, that's for sure.
He could smell that Chance the Rapper Dorito bag. Well, hopefully
Chuck
not.
Freeman up in Toronto due to our best Bucks coverage. It's presented by Hupie and Abraham. Hupie and Abraham. Injured? Call Hupie and Abraham. Voted best. Rated best year after year. Visit Hupie.com. Also, Robert Hack Diamonds and the Q Club of Wisconsin telling you that you can go and watch all the home playoff action with them at the Q Club inside their huge indoor game room on Facebook, Q Club of WI.com.
They got some of the best fish I've ever had.
Great fish. Oh, let's go out to George on the north
what's
side.
Up, George?
Weighing in on our Steph Curry conversation. What's going on, George?
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna ask y'all a question.
Excellent.
So I can get off the phone. This time I don't have my marathon comments today, so I'm gonna ask you a question. And the way I look at the players, I don't have any comment about Iguodala because that's his opinion. That's fine. Same thing with Lou Roy. When he thinks Kobe, that's all our opinions.
Right.
Do you believe? I believe a transcending player is a player that can play and dominate in every era.
Correct.
Even though we didn't get a chance to see him. Right. Think about it. Stick Curry in the era of with the Detroit Pistons.
No, he couldn't
play. Kind of all the way up to where Shaq and Kobe were, where it was physical.
He couldn't play.
The era where it was all physical. It stopped at a certain time in the 2000s. It stopped.
Yeah, he couldn't play in that era.
From
that
point all the way up until 2000, would he survive physically to be as dominant as he is now? And I'm going to get off and let y'all answer.
Well, here's the thing.
What you say, Gary?
Because now I'm going to go to the littlest man ever. Well, not ever, but the littlest man, Isaiah Thomas.
What about Muggsy Bogues?
Hold up. Do you remember when Karl Malone split Isaiah Thomas' eye straight down the side?
Straight.
Do anybody remember this?
I don't.
You'll remember it.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, I'd remember.
I wasn't born yet.
Played through it.
You lying.
He's got a scar right now today. It starts right here. You can see it when he do interviews. Come all the way down, side of his eye, down by his nose.
No, he don't.
Steve, am I making this up?
No, you're not making this up.
Yes, you are. He always makes stuff up.
I believe you, Gary.
So you're saying he can do it?
I don't know if he can do that. I know Isaiah, man, because if you're talking about a little guy now, because Isaiah ain't no big dude.
What about Allen Iverson?
Yeah.
But now AI played a different game. AI was penetrating a lot more than Steph does. Steph's a lot better finisher than people give him credit for, too.
Carried a team to the finals. Yeah, grant you, the Bucks got screwed.
Yeah,
but he carried that team to the finals with a hell of a lot less talent than what Golden State has with Steph Curry. Lakers. Bucks wouldn't have. But either way.
Chopley.
No, y'all would have lost that series.
Chopley.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the reason why he would.
All right, then we're going to get to Eric Name of The Athletic.
Once you come across half court, he lets it go.
He's in range whenever he steps past half court, that's for
sure.
Shooter. Yep.
He don't need to go to that. That ain't his game. He ain't trying to go in the paint. He let that thing go, cuz. I mean, before his feet set. He just like me, Travis Diener, McLaughlin.
Okay, stop.
Michael Redd.
Eric Name of the Athletic
all
joins
these
us.
Shooters, yeah, man. We all could have played back in the 80s and now. Yeah, we all on, transcended okay. type yeah, players. Yep,
all transcended
shooters.
Type players.
Come
on, man. Yeah. That was your 13
serious,
and a half a game in high school?
Yeah. When you had that brown knee brace on with
it wasn't brown.
With the iron on the side.
It was off white.
It was off white.
Off white. Had the three metal clips.
Eric Name would have probably rocked a shooting sleeve back in the day. He joins us next. Covering Eric Name of the Athletic right now. He's up at Saskatchewan Bank Arena.
I've got something for Leroy and Gary.
Send it.
So Mike Mayock got the GM job with the Oakland Raiders, right?
Yep.
Then there's talk about Daniel Jeremiah, who works in the NFL Network, draft guy, that if this Joe Douglas character with the Eagles gets the GM job with the Jets, that he's going to bring Daniel Jeremiah with him to run the personnel department.
Right.
Okay. Now there's a report out there, apparently, that the Jets are using Peter Schrager from the morning show on NFL Network, and he's helping them find a general manager. Anybody? What is going on?
It's all about who you know, man. Everybody got friends.
Thank you.
Get a job at the NFL Network, and they'll hire you to help find
them. Yes, friends.
Yeah. Peter Schrager?
Friends.
Like, Jeremiah was a scout and all that for multiple organizations, so that I get.
That's all this tells you. We know.
That's why people tell my Martin Murphy.
We've been fighting about this for a long time. I mean, we,
the players,
African-Americans, okay,
oh, that
black folks, been fighting for this for a long time, how we just don't get those kind of opportunities.
Nah.
Like that. There's no way don't even get me going, cuz.
Well, you're going now.
I mean, you must
how
finish
does
up,
Mike Mayock get a job?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't have
before
a reason for
Orlando,
you.
Or Alonzo Highsmith?
Thank you.
I don't know.
A guy who's been toiling in that position for so long.
How does
Vogel, and I don't know if Mark Jackson wants to work, how does Vogel get a job over Mark Jackson?
It's the Lakers.
Mark Jackson's never going to get another job.
I know, but I'm just saying, I don't know if he wants to work or not. Right. But Vogel, are you kidding me, cuz?
Well, he's probably the only one that would take Jason Kidd.
Right. But I'm just saying. I mean,
because they want Jason Kidd.
It's just sad. I mean, Peter Schrager, come on, what does he do?
Dude, he's got as much experience as Billy does.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
NFL hiring personnel.
I'm just saying.
Guys. Like,
I hate to bring that to that realm. But
makes
I mean,
no
that
sense.
Makes no sense. We just can't get jobs like that. Like off the cuff like that. We gotta go through 12 years.
One of the most successful general managers in the NFL be African American, Ozzie Newsome, and still not get opportunities.
Alonzo Highsmith can't even get a sniff, cuz.
Ridiculous.
Hey, there's a report out coming over on Twitter that apparently, according to Jordan Zerm, who is certified on Twitter,
must be nice,
that Cleveland has been awarded the 2021 NFL draft.
Over Green Bay?
Cleveland?
Well, then Green Bay should get it then.
Cleveland.
After Nashville.
Can't wait.
Nashville did a good
nothing
job.
In Cleveland.
Well, there's other stuff in Nashville.
You been to Cleveland, cuz?
I've been to Cleveland.
Cleveland's nice. Cleveland.
I've never been there.
I like Cleveland.
You don't even want to go there.
Oh,
really?
Hold on.
Cleveland's awesome.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is pretty cool. Mm-mm. Spent three and a half hours in there.
Couldn't care less about music.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person to say that to.
Been to a Browns training camp. That was okay. Seeing Haslam out there wearing his hat and all this a few years back. So that's okay. Cleveland Indians baseball, hot and cold. Like, there was nobody.
About the city.
There was nobody. I'm just talking about stuff that I actually went to when I was in Cleveland. So, Indians baseball, there was like nobody there when we went a few years ago because they weren't very good.
They weren't very good.
So, there was nothing really going on there. I mean, other than that,
I like Cleveland.
I don't know what else.
So, there's no like nightlife in Cleveland or thing?
There was around like the Cleveland Arena when LeBron was there. But
you were talking?
No, no one hears him.
Okay.
Right. Other than my 2 million fans.
Started to, yeah. Because for the last like 45 minutes,
if
I haven't
known
what
you don't know. Cleveland's awesome.
What do you, where do you like to go in Cleveland?
Well, it's a lot of places. I got cousins that live out there. It's up there. And I think it's history. You got to put people on the map. Their team is going to be somewhere close to going to the playoffs.
Agreed.
Soon. They want to do it now, not wait till they win. It makes sense, but I would think that if they got a chance to do it, eventually the Packers are going to host a draft. They're going to do it.
Also, news coming out of the NBA, former Bucks head coach, now Portland Trailblazers head coach, Terry Stotts, signs a contract extension to stay as the head coach of the Trailblazers. No surprise there after what they did.
Happy for him.
As they get swept. They got swept back-to-back seasons in the first round. How about this? The third team in NBA history, I saw last night, to get swept in three consecutive years.
Yeah.
Out of the playoffs.
Anybody else is not keeping that job.
He was in the Western Conference Finals, though.
Right. No, went from back-to-back first-round exits to now getting swept.
What? He got one of the best backcourts, okay? They should be a lot better.
So they should beat Golden State?
They should put up a fight. Shouldn't get swept.
They were up in all the games. They just choked them all away.
Yeah, well, I don't use that word, but they should figure out a way to do it. Maybe he's taking them as close as he can take them.
This is good, though.
But this is the farthest they've gotten, though.
Well, no, this is good. This is a good point that he brings up. Yeah. Okay, so from that perspective, then, if you have the MVP with Budenholzer as head coach, then if they don't win a title in how many years, then is it time to move on if he can't get them over the hump?
Oh, if he can't win a championship after this year in 3 years, it's a wrap.
So he gets 4 years. Yeah. If it's not working,
how
time
long is his contract?
Probably like that.
Probably about three, 4 years.
Four or five years, something like that.
I'll text him.
Okay, yeah, let us know about that after the break.
He got one contract to figure this thing out.
Text Mike Budenholzer, ask him what his contract is. Also, could you ask him what his signing bonus was?
No, nah, I don't get in people's business.
Oh, okay. Oh, just,
the money part.
That's where you draw the line? Yeah. Texting the guy about rotations, you're
finances,
fine with doing that?
I
like that. Okay, see, we have class and we have ethics on the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250, the phone number. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals tonight. And we're talking about it until 6 o'clock here on the Wendy's Big Show. And we have cash for you all day long here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.